This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Is it fair to rip Darius Garland for being injured? It feels like it's not. Like, I don't know, but like, who gets to decide how injured he is? I'm not his doctor. I'm not a trainer. I know that the Cavaliers are notoriously conservative with their injury stuff. So that might, you can maybe if you want to, you can rip the Cavs in general if you are. I think that we are just frustrated that the Cavs are down 0-2 in the series. Like when I hear Stephen A. Smith teeing off on him and a couple of other people like Justin Termini, who we had on yesterday, I got to tell you, I roll my eyes. Because I don't know how serious the injury is, and frankly, because I don't know how serious the injury is serious enough to keep him out of postseason games. Now, if we find out he was goofing off and whatever off the off the floor and everything like
was
that,
was it well, a dance maybe contest?
Maybe I'll change my mind. But I'm not, guys. I'm not a workers' comp investigator.
Like if he runs the Cleveland Marathon in a few weeks,
I thought that's in 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Because you're supposed to go to Campbell Palooza and you can't.
Be emceeing the Cleveland Marathon, Kenny.
Great. Well.
Yeah, if we found that out, then we'd be upset.
Lima doing the Cleveland Marathon and disappointing me.
Kenny drinking.
Now they go together. Yeah, me drinking. Three traditions. Three vaunted traditions. with Darius Garland, I when I heard that Jed Wills was pain management, it's like, all right, son. And I'm hearing it from more than one person. It's like, but now the other injury was the one of these had surgery on and he's no longer a member of the Cleveland Browns with. That's legitimate. But before when I'm hearing, yeah, it's a pain management thing. It's a pain management thing. It's a pain. And I'm hearing it from all these other people. I'm going, well, buddy, you got to get out there. You're in a contract year. Young man, we got to get going here. And with Darius, I know he's been paid his money and things change for people. But you're a competitor. You play with competitive people. Donovan's a competitive person. I just can't imagine you would sit there knowing you could go. Like, he's not Brandon Ingram. Like, you don't just sit there knowing you can go and just watch your teammates go out there.
And not only that.
In a playoff game?
You could tell. So what was one of the other criticisms that people were launching into? We were getting a little crazy yesterday. Was that how he was dressed and what he was doing on the sidelines, right? On the bench. Remember?
Yes.
But clearly, his teammates are all there with him.
Or mad because he's wearing Jordache.
Yeah. And maybe, and who was wearing Jordache? Was that?
I have no
Evan
idea.
Mobley?
I have no idea.
Clearly, his teammates, if what your criticism was that they were all joking around and laughing a little bit too much for your taste. Remember, they were up 20 in this game. And they had 20 and let it go.
They were wearing bad idea jeans.
Yeah, they had a comfortable lead in this game, so it made sense that, yeah, they were having some fun with it until they weren't when they lost the game and blew it. Well, wouldn't his teammates like be standoffish to him if they were like, this guy could play and he's not playing?
Yes.
Like, they would
yes.
be furious with him.
So it
would have been, honestly, in today's day and age, they're down 2-0. It would have been leaked. Like, a teammate would have gone to Shams or somebody, Chris Mannix, and they would have said... there is belief within that locker room that he refused to gut it out.
And
that would have come out.
If it's leaked, and it happens and it's true, like, yeah, I'll take the gloves off. And,
no, why
and
we know that? Because it happened last year with Jared Allen.
Well, yeah, and because there were guys that were frustrated. They wanted him to take the shot. He wouldn't take the shot, and we obviously dealt with the fallout on that. If there are people that say he can go, I don't know when it's ever going to happen or when it's ever going to be leaked or if it would ever get leaked. But if there are definitely people who feel that he can go and he's not going, I think that there's going to be a leak out there. And then fine, I'll take the gloves off and say jettison this guy. He's not serious about winning. He's getting paid and that's it. He can go put up his stats in regular season games. Go chuck him down in New Orleans and we can move on with this. Fine, I'll do it. But I find it very difficult for me to shoot my mouth off about a lot of things I do, but about an injury that I don't know about, that I can't really specify. I'm not a team doctor. I'm not a doctor. We all know these things because I have to keep saying what I'm not instead of what I am. And if I have to keep saying that, maybe I should just accept it that I'm frustrated that they're down 0-2
just with everybody else.
But I think part of the frustration is that he's injured, but I can't blame him for being injured.
I think that's obviously the bigger thing. They're down 0-2. If they were up 2-0, people would say the Cavs are smart sitting him. But they're not, and so they wish they could have him, and it's killing us that they didn't have a guy that could dribble the basketball and beat some pressure at the end of the game and somebody that could break down a defense. So I understand that. Look, if you want to say, and we will be having these organizational conversations in depth the minute the season ends.
Yeah.
If you want to say, do the Cavs, their core four, do you have guys that can get through a season and that you can rely on? That's a different conversation. But, you know, some guys in sports, made of glass, right? Vince Carter, half man, half a season for so many years until he actually was pretty durable at
Straight
the end of
clothes.
His career. Yeah, right.
Kawhi.
Right, Kawhi. Like, then that's a different thing that the organization is going to have to monitor. Like, do we have guys that it's a tough season to get through? We managed minutes all year. Hell, Donovan Mitchell, another conversation about, is he just not going to be a 40-minute guy in the playoffs? Is that, how do we deal with that? How do we build a team that can withstand that?
And you know what? We opened up the segment, and I know I took it to a different level, and you were asking me a question. I'm going to get to these phones here in a second. This is part of our distrust with the NBA to begin with. And you're going to see this in the NFL when they get to 18 games because we will talk load management in the NFL. Now, they're going to have to be careful because you just can't come out and say load management because that has been a nightmare that Adam Silver has had to navigate for so many years with the NBA. But when we talk about load management, then we just don't trust you. Then we just don't trust you that you're going. Because, you mean, you mentioned Kawhi Leonard. How many people are like, well, yeah, if we ever get to see Kawhi, he's just going to sit up. Because we know that there is definitely a navigating of the regular season to get to the postseason here. But because we're in the postseason, you've already been paid what's left. There's legacy that's left. And you're playing with competitive people. You're playing with Donovan Mitchell. You think Donovan Mitchell's just satisfied to get paid? After the hell that he's been talked about over the last how many years, going from Shaq all the way to Cleveland and not getting past the second round of the playoffs, yeah, it's a very difficult situation for him. And I just refuse as of right now to believe that Darius Garland, who if he could go, wouldn't go. It has to be that he can't go. 216-474-0092. And if I end up being wrong about it, fine, I'll rip him all day long if you want me to. Deshaun in Cleveland, your first up on the fan. Hello, Deshaun.
Hey, man, so tell me, if I'm Darius Garland, why am I going out there? Last year, with the Celtics, he was eating through a straw. He was at 160-some pounds. And what did we say about him when he played bad? We dogged him, right? Everybody.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's horrible. He's this and that. So what is he going to – everybody is saying he needs to go out there on a messed up toe, hasn't played a lick of basketball. I play ball. It's only one injury that I might sit out of, and that's a toe injury. You can't do nothing on a big toe is messed up. He's a point guard. He's not a big man. I mean, he's slower than Ty Jerome right now. How Ty Jerome looking on defense?
Looks terrible.
Do we really want Darius out there running around trying to guard Halliburton, these guys?
No.
Come on, man. Get this guy. Everybody don't like him just because they don't like him, and we know that. That's why he's all this talk, because they don't like him. It's ridiculous.
I mean, I wish I could disagree with you, Deshaun, and I like to disagree with you when you call in, but I think you're right. Thank you very much for the call, 216-474-0092. I think there's a history there with a lot of fans, and it's just more of the, all right, yeah, the 6'2 diminutive point guard is hurt again. And I think that we've looked for reasons before. I told you this. You roll your eyes, but I'm telling you, and you didn't roll your eyes at the time. when it was him and Colin in the backcourt, who did fans like? They like Colin Sexton. They liked him.
Never made
now
any
that
sense
it's Donovan and him in the backcourt, who do they like? Well, clearly they like Donovan. Yeah. I like Donovan more because Donovan's the actual really good player. He is the alpha on the team. So he would feel like the odd man out. And it goes to last year. You hear the reports about, well, if Donovan, which were none true, but if Donovan signs that Darius is going to want out of here, there were so many people praying for it.
If it were a game seven and he went out there and did what OG Anunoby did last year, do you remember that? He had the hamstring injury. Ken, he hobbled around for 5 minutes. The broadcasters were like, this is a dereliction of duty to have him out there.
That's
how
right.
How did doctors even okay this? But he wanted to show how tough he was, and he was a total waste. So maybe that'll be the case. Maybe we get to tomorrow, he goes out there, he plays. And yet the sad thing is, for like his, not legacy, maybe that's going too far, but if he goes out there, hobbles for four possessions, Halliburton races down the court and scores, and then he gets benched, and that's the end of his season. That almost helps him.
Yes.
In a terrible way, that
yes.
almost helps
in
him.
In a weird, warped way. Because if you see him out there, it's almost like he has to prove to everybody that he's injured.
Yeah. Is that what people want?
I don't know. I don't know what they want anymore. I think we're just frustrated that we're down 0-2 and this is not going the way we envisioned it right now. Aramis in West Park, you're next up on the Fan.
Hey, guys, listen, this just happened with Steph Curry over in the West. I think they were playing the Rockets. It was a big thing. He had an injured thumb, and the Rocket players are actually going after his thumb. You think somebody's not going to come out and step on his foot on purpose over and over over and over again. Now, my point was, I think this was a team call. I thought they thought that they could go in there and steal game number two because they're the better team. And guess what? They were almost right, but they weren't. You know what I mean? So, ultimately, I blame the team, and they will try to injure him further. So, with that said, I want to see him play.
Well, also, and I would love to hear this. Aramis, thank you very much
for
the call.
You know what? I appreciate the fan. And at the end, we just want to see it to believe it, right? And we want him out there because we think if he can help at all.
Because it would quiet it down. But I still think it. Somebody sent this to me, and I wish I could remember who it was, but it was there. The same people that wanted Ty Jerome to replace Darius Garland are the same folks ripping Darius Garland, saying that he could go.
I bet there is some overlap there, yeah.
I think there's a ton, because we don't know what side to take on that. Henry and Akron, you're next up on the Fan. Go.
Thank you. Well, I'm a Ty Jerome fan big time. Even if Garland was 100%, we would get the same result. So I don't even want him out there. I mean, we are so frustrated.
You want Ty Jerome out there instead of Darius Garland against the Indiana Pacers?
Right. I want him out there. Even if Darius Garland was 100%. Indiana would do the same thing to him if he was 100%. All right?
So that would make Ty Jerome hit shots all of a sudden?
Ty Jerome going to wake up. He's going to wake up and get it together.
He is? How do you know this? Have you talked to Ty?
More on him. I don't know what it is with this team. I think when they got punched in their mouth, that's why something happened with this team where they're just disoriented or something. When they got punched in the mouth, that's what I believe happened.
So that's going to make Ty Jerome respond?
Yeah, I believe he's going to respond.
So he didn't respond to game one when they got punched in the mouth.
He's going to respond to game two as well, or game three. He's going to respond.
I sure as hell hope so, because 1-for-14 is not a response after game one.
Well, what is the real issue here? Are we all upset because we're down 0-2, right? We all upset
about
that. But I've been complaining about this team's physicality since day one. That's what I've been telling everybody. No, they're going to get this in five games. Well, look what now. Just like with the Knicks. Look what the Knicks are doing to Boston. You cannot emulate physicality.
No, I'm not disagreeing with that. And I'll tell you, I don't believe any of the stuff you're saying about Ty Jerome, Henry. Thank you very much for the call. But when it comes to the physicality, I think that some of us are calling Indiana dirty, which we really are just saying that Indiana is pushing the physical pace more than what we were ready for in this postseason. Miami was not a great test to get ready for this, which I can't sit there and blame Miami when you're down 0-2 in the series. Miami's got their own team and they got their own problems. You had to be ready for this, because I can't sit there and blame Miami when you had the Knicks series 2 years ago. I can't blame Miami when you have Orlando and Boston last year. So this is four teams now that have tested you physically. Boston didn't even really test you physically the way that Orlando did and the way that the Knicks did. So I'll even be nicer. This is three teams now in 3 years that have tested your limitations physically, and so far you are 0-2.5. 216-474-0092. Even one of those teams you beat, they tested your limits physically. Now, Ben Roethlisberger was a nightmare nearly two decades. I'm going to get into that here in a second. Lima, Champions Pose.
What do we got?
Addition by subtraction on George Pickens. You said it yesterday morning when we had to announce it because we were talking Cavs, and then real quick we were like, hey, George Pickens has been traded to the Dallas Cowboys. And you said, well, I know how this is going to turn out. Our friends over there in Pittsburgh are going to say addition by subtraction. And Pony puts out in the morning, sources, addition by subtraction for the Pittsburgh Steelers. Aditi was on their show, said it was a total win in this trade for the Pittsburgh Steelers. We even found more people willing to say it. Here's the Dan Patrick show.
The Cowboys roll the dice. They make a move here, and Steelers get a third-round draft pick. It might be addition by subtraction if you look at what George Pickens has meant to this team. But Pittsburgh's got to do a whole lot better when it comes to wide receivers and quarterbacks.
What does Lewis Riddick on NFL Live on ESPN have to say?
Look, there comes a point in time where it's just not a tenable situation anymore. They just feel as though that the talent does not warrant them tolerating whatever issues that the player was causing. And they just say, hey, look, it doesn't really matter what it looks like on paper. To us, we feel as though this could potentially be, quote unquote, an addition by subtraction type of situation.
Oh.
So maybe Mike Tomlin and Arthur Smith really do feel as though, hey, look, we'll be able to make do. It may not look exactly the same. Yeah, George Pickens is a wonderful talent. But when we look at it in its totality, this is what's better for the football team, although everyone who is a fan of the Steelers and everyone who studies the Steelers from the outside looking in goes, this does not make sense.
Tone, addition by subtraction.
There is no doubt there is an overlap. We talked about this earlier with the Ty Jerome stuff and Darius Garland, where people are saying things that conflict. There's no doubt that there is an overlap of Steeler fans who are like, oh my God, oh my God, Pickens and Metcalf. Oh my God, who are now saying addition by subtraction. He was a mess. He was a clown. He was sabotaging the
team
from within.
Well, now it's Brandon Ayuk. Mike Florio was on, and I go, what year is this?
Yeah.
You guys have been talking about getting Brandon Ayuk for 3 years now. When are you going to
seems like 80% of the league
this fake trade
has
that you're
been talking about him.
We've been talking about getting him here as well for the last how many years. And then the Aaron Rodgers stuff where Florio was over there and saying that, and this is what they're going through. Because, hey, we got our own problems over here. I get that, but I don't think they're much better off, to be honest with you. I'm kind of starting to wait for the other shoe to drop with all this, where Florio's saying that Aaron Rodgers is waiting to sign a contract now. Before God. He was waiting to introduce it on the Pat McAfee show.
Right. Which one, though? They didn't say.
No.
He is on every day.
First, he was waiting for a wide receiver trade. Then he was waiting to do it on the Pat McAfee show. Now he's waiting for it for May 14th. Because he doesn't want the NFL to front load a bunch of primetime games for the Pittsburgh Steelers. Dead ass, guys, I'm not making this up. This is dead ass serious theorem from Mike Florio, who grew up a Steelers fan over there at 93.7. This is real stuff that they come up with. And I'm like, this is waiting for Godot over here. Like, you guys, my God in heaven. And I think, what if he just decides that he really doesn't want to play football? And he just doesn't want to come back, and that's it. And he just wants to make damn sure he doesn't want to come back, doesn't want to play for the Steelers. And I'm thinking, you got Mason Rudolph there, and you got Will Howard there.
Does Aaron
optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service? Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period.
that's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Rodgers change? Like, if tomorrow they add Aaron Rodgers, what are you adjusting their win total? I mean, I say maybe a game, maybe a couple games.
What is their over-under right now? Do we know? It's probably 8.5. Standard?
Yeah, they probably haven't budged on that in 10 years.
Their win total has to be, I'm guessing, 8.5.
You know what? I said 2 wins. I wouldn't. If it was 8.5, I'd say maybe a game, maybe 1 win. Okay. Doesn't really change my thoughts on their standing in the division.
No.
Or the conference, my guy.
I find them to be a 500 team.
They're not tremendously closing the gap on the Bills or the Ravens or... obviously, the Kansas City Chiefs.
They're a 500 team, and frankly, I kind of hope that they're around a 500 team then. Because
they can never get the guy they want.
Well, because they don't have the draft wherewithal we have. So I don't know what we're going to be, but if we're not going to be that great, at least, or we are going to approach more wins, you almost have to have more wins than three games last year, then at least you'll be able to have the trade capacity to move up and get a quarterback if you need it. I don't want them to naturally fall into their quarterback situation. However... you wanted me to bring this up. I'm going to bring this up. Will Howard, they're loving Will Howard. He was begging to be a Pittsburgh Steeler. If Will Howard is good, will it be worse than Big Ben? I think 1,000 times worse than Big Ben. Almost innumerable ways can I say, would it be worse than Big Ben if Will Howard's actually good? Because, I mean, there's evidence. There's audio evidence. There's written evidence. Like, I was a kid when Ben Roethlisberger was coming out of college. And yeah, there's a lot of stuff there. But was I watching a lot of Miami Redhawk football as a child? No. You knew that this big quarterback, this big strong-arm quarterback was there at Miami of Ohio. I didn't know about the NFL the way I know now. There's a lot of things that I can just say I'm naive on when I was a kid. And yeah, the Browns passed on Ben Roethlisberger, but we know now Big Ben was not a Browns fan the way he claimed he was. That was a troll. They went after Kellen Winslow and you know about everything else there. But yeah, I don't even need to say that. So it's bad, and it was a nearly 20-year siege, but we had every chance in the world to go out and get other quarterbacks and jump into the fray. We weren't able to. Ben Roethlisberger didn't stop. Like, we were inept on our own. Ben Roethlisberger didn't stop us from making some of the right decisions. We made our own poor decisions. This, I just feel it'd be worse. This guy played at Ohio State. He was right there. He did not have the big arm. He's got the big body. He's got the big size. He is a great athlete. Ben Roethlisberger was a much better athlete than what I want to give him credit for. He was able to take off and run. He had a much better arm than what Will Howard does. But if Will Howard ended up being the next big thing in the NFL, I'd be sick. I'd be clutching pearls every single Sunday, sick to my stomach, if Will Howard went out there and had a perennial all-pro career and led them to great things. Because I don't think a team... there's a lot of teams that just deserve to luck into finding their quarterback. I don't want a team like Pittsburgh to luck into finding their quarterback. It would kill me if they were a team that ended up doing well with Will Howard.
Even though obviously Browns fans, there have been a bunch of them who are also Buckeye fans who have been saying all along that he was the best. Yeah, after Cam Ward, everyone's like, why aren't the Browns talking about this guy? Has the physical... you know, measurements.
We were missing out.
He can run. You saw what he could do in the national championship run. We don't talk about the Michigan game, but after that, he went on a crazy run. Like, what looks like his arm strength's fine. Why are people bagging on his arm strength? Like, we got so many of those people that, yes, those people would lose their minds more than everybody because they'd be like, come on, he was a Buckeye. How could you not scout this? But where he got taken, what round was it that he actually got taken?
I thought it was six, right?
And by the way, he got taken behind Kyle McCord, who did not win a national championship at Ohio State.
And who I didn't like coming out.
Yeah. So that Kyle has the arm that and the quick release that maybe some of these NFL teams would salivate over, but clearly they weren't salivating over him either. So it would be the all-time dumb luck. That's what it would be. Because the Steelers don't believe in him all that much either. Just like, you know, that happens. That happens. The 49ers didn't. Who knows how much they truly believed in Brock Purdy.
It bothers me. It bothered me because I knew I like Jack Sawyer. I like Will Howard. We have more audio to play of these guys coming up at 7:45 because Lyman might turn my opinion on something that I'm a big traditionalist, and it's hard for me to go the other way, but I might have to do it. When I hear it, when they took Jack Sawyer, I couldn't help my response. It was before the Browns took Shedeur Sanders. You and I were sitting at the bar together. What was my response? I was almost physically ill. The look that could sink a thousand ships, as you said, because I'm going, man, this is... I just think he's going to be a fine football player. I don't know if he's going to turn into Aiden Hutchinson or anything like that. I think he's going to be a fine football player that ends up probably drawing a pension in this league, getting another contract in this league, playing a solid 8 to 10 years in the NFL. I think that's the bottom for a guy like Jack Sawyer. I'm a big fan of his. A guy like Will Howard, I liked how he was able to rally those guys. So there's already a leadership there. And now I got to turn my back on him because they both play for the Pittsburgh Steelers. And then in some sick way, guys who I really liked, guys who I advocated for the Browns taking, guys that I think would make great pros. I don't know if Will Howard's going to make a great pro. I know he has all the intangibles of a great pro, but you got to be able to still throw an accurate ball and you got to be able to do it. I think it's harder for Will Howard than it is for Jack Sawyer. But guys who I thought, one who I do think is going to be a very nice pro, and the other one who has a very good shot at it, now I have to hope for their downfall. Because it would kill me. I didn't know anything about Ben Roethlisberger. I was a child. Mm-hmm. It was a different era for me. So I came into it, but I had no choice. Here, with Will Howard, we did shows taking calls about Will Howard. We had back and forth about Will Howard and how good Will Howard could be, the leadership factor, all these great things that we say about Will Howard. If he were to go out there and perform anywhere near the way that Ben Roethlisberger performed, I'll be hiding under this desk for the next 15 years. I'll be sick for the next 15 years. So I'll put it out there now for any of them out there, because I know a lot of Steeler fans listen to this because they ain't going to listen to them out there. They're going to listen to us. If you guys want me to be truly miserable, you better be hoping and praying for this guy. Because I will be, unless Shedeur goes out there and plays extremely well, or Dylan Gabriel goes out there and plays extremely well, hey, then we'll have a back and forth, we'll have a battle. Because it's never really been where the Steelers and Browns are really, really good at the same time, except for like one playoff game, really. I'll have the battle. But if we're just the same old sorry situation at the quarterback position and that guy does well, it's going to be a bad day for me. And it could be a bad 10 to 15 years. So in a sick way, and it is sick, yeah, I got to root for him to fail. I got to root that they start him, and I got to root for the guy to fail. I got to turn my back on the young man, and I hate admitting that. All right, here we go. Jack Sawyer, he was on. Where the hell was Jack Sawyer at yesterday?
Where wasn't he?
These are just, football and podcast with Ben Roethlisberger. Speaking of Big Ben.
Yeah.
Here's Jack Sawyer about winning a national championship and how it offsets losing to Michigan last year.
Is it okay to lose to Michigan and win a national championship, or would you rather beat Michigan and not win a national championship? What's more important?
Winning a national championship.
You know,
that takes no emphasis off how important the game is, but when you win a national championship, if anyone tells you they'd rather go 1-12 and just beat the team up north, you're crazy. You know what I mean? You're playing this game to win championships, and make no mistake about it, no one wants to beat those guys more than we do. But at the end of the day, there's nothing we could have done after that. We have our shot to go chase the ultimate goal, which is to win a national championship. The game is still going to be the game, because it is the game, the best rivalry in sport. But I think you'd be crazy to say you would rather beat them and not win a national championship instead of win a national championship and not beat them.
Yeah.
Obviously, you know, we didn't, but winning a national championship kind of erases all that. For me, it does, at least. Should.
I haven't heard Jack Sawyer speak in long form, really. Why does he sound like he just got out of a car after a NASCAR?
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I'm Emma Greed, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now, wherever you get your podcasts.
Car race.
That's that Pickerington from, in them.
That they have that accent.
Yeah,
in Pickerington.
Canal Winchester, Pickerington, that area.
That they are you serious?
I'd be dead serious. Okay. Little Reynoldsburg.
Okay, all right. I don't think I've ever been through Pickerington.
I'm telling you, it starts to. I always used to say like south, like come Marion, Delaware, south of that, everybody starts sounding a little bit different.
That was weird. That was real.
Then
weird.
It gets into a little southeast Ohio, and then into Parkersburg. And
well, that's
it just,
a total. That's
and
a
then it just gets
yeah,
away
that's
from
an accent.
You.
That's a yeah. That's a.
They'd say instead of coach, it'd be cage.
Yeah, that's
it was
weird.
Such. It's so weird to me that people
they're different
down there, man. They really do. They really do. The NASCAR thing is funny because that's definitely what you start to hear.
I mean, I. Tell us about it, Jack. I tell you what, this old Tide Rod here, these boys have been doing it the right way all year. We were finally able to get a win for old Rick and everybody back at the shop. All them boys have done a hell of a job all year. Like, that's how Jack Sawyer sounds.
It's very Stark County right there.
Anyway.
You're part of Stark County.
What are you trying to say?
I'm just saying. I've heard that in your
you
voice before.
You calling me a white trash hillbilly? Is that what you're saying? That's what you've done before.
I did not say anything of the sort.
Here's Will Howard on the same issue. Not about Southern Voices, but about taking a national championship over beating Michigan.
And that's coming from a longtime Buckeye fan. Yeah. Me just being new to the rivalry, you know, obviously I was a Penn State fan, so Penn State thinks that their rivals are Ohio State. Ohio State just doesn't really see it that way.
It's a little broader.
It's interesting.
Little
yeah,
whatever type
it's,
thing.
It's all
right?
Cleveland. You know,
all the Browns.
It's just, yeah. I think that the rational Buckeye fan would say, give me the championship.
Yeah, I would hope
every
so,
every day
too.
Of the week. I would hope so, you know.
Yeah. Who said that?
What was all that laughing for?
Was that Ben Roethlisberger said that right there?
Yeah. I believe so.
The hell with him. All right, you want to move the game?
So I
is it
I
time
said,
to break tradition
I told
and move
Kenny,
the game?
And I think he paused to think about it. Because your reflexive nature is to shoot down anything I say. But in this case,
because usually it's dumb.
I think they're gonna end up having to move the Michigan game. I do think they're gonna have to.
I don't
want
to hear if you think they're gonna have to. I gotta hear want to.
Yeah, I do. I think they should because think about now. You know, you used to be recruited to Ohio State, and the only thing that mattered was the Michigan game. But the reason it mattered so much, it wasn't just the rivalry. And yes, the rivalry has so many amazing chapters in it. And by the way, in addition to this year, it was another amazing chapter. I mean, Jack Sawyer at the end of that game with the flag planting and the mace, the National Guard getting involved, the trash talk between the two, me saying Ryan Day needed to get fired. Yes, it was another amazing chapter, you know, en route to what turned the entire legacy and fortunes of Ohio State and Ryan Day around, which was, I think it fueled a national championship run. I do think that humiliation fueled a national championship run, which was amazing. So you'd be saying, why would you have to change anything? You're going to have to, because the playoff is now going to be so much more important than anything, because you can lose the Michigan game and you're still going to be in the playoff every year.
I don't think they're going
to. Just like Michigan can lose the Ohio State game if they get enough wins.
I don't think you
need
to.
And go to the playoff every year.
I don't think you need to. I don't think you need to break with tradition just for the fear of sitting guys out and load managing. I don't think you need to break with tradition because of the playoffs and the Big Ten championship game. I think that you make a hell of a point, a salient point, that puts me on my heels, because I don't want to break with the tradition of it. I also think there's a bit of an ace in the hole called television ratings, where if one, you hear this stupid rumor, you don't know what's real and what's not, thanks to AI and all that stuff about, well, maybe they're flirting around with the idea of television ratings being a way to be one of the choosers of a playoff team, which is insane. However,
oh, is that like a tiebreaker?
Yeah. It's discussed on the boards.
That's good for Ohio State.
It's discussed on the boards, and anything's discussed in college football, so it's out there.
Because the Buckeyes, they draw ratings.
The television ratings of it, you move a lot of rivalries. There's tradition with the Red River rivalry. You can't call it the shootout anymore. There's tradition there. It's at the Texas State Fair. It's early in the day, the whole deal, right? That's tradition, fine. But we are talking about end-of-season rivalries, Iron Bowl, the game, etc.
Yeah.
But those two in particular are the ones that move the needle. You put those games in a holiday weekend because you're not running around. I have other games I just miss. And I think a lot of people do too. And I got to go back and I got to watch them later on. Like I tune in as my kid gets older. Like my kid was playing 9 o'clock football games on a Saturday. Now he's going to play at high noon. I'm going to miss even more. So I have to go back and watch even more. Okay, well, I'm dedicated to it. But the other dads, they ain't dedicated to it. They don't care. You think anybody on my son's team cares about Oklahoma, Texas? Nope. I'm the only one who does. So I'll go back and I'll watch it. But they won't. So you have to cater to most of those folks. Those folks now have a weekend off, because it's Thanksgiving weekend. You got Black Friday. And then on Saturday, you're watching Ohio State, Michigan. You're watching Alabama, Auburn. You're watching that. Why would I take away from the possibilities of all those eyes and all those ratings to stick them in mid-October? To stick them there. I wouldn't do that. You wouldn't do that as an executive. Now, I want to argue tradition, but I still think the dollars and the cents don't add. Why risk?
And I will say, TV networks have really ruled everything in college football. I mean, ESPN is the reason we have this playoff now.
Everything is done to protect the rating. Everything. We are not going to mess with anything because we know it gets this rating. And I don't think that they're going to mess with that because they know they make up money on that.
Yeah,
they give arguments for the future.
I agree with you. But what I'm saying is, for this game, I think the playoff has definitely devalued some of it. I don't think anybody could deny that it's not.
Without a doubt.
Your entire season is not down the tubes if you lose this game. What was amazing about this game for 50 years is that it was the season. If you lost it, you were done, you were eliminated. Well, you've lost that, which I think was the coolest thing in college football ever. And what made college football different is that the stakes were so high. But now we just saw Ohio State lost the game. They went and won the national championship, and they did it in a romp afterwards. And they humiliated the teams they played. And it's weird. It's a weird game. I'll never understand how they lost that game.
Texas game got tight, but I get what you're saying.
Yeah, it did. But obviously, Tennessee, Notre Dame, Oregon. I mean, it was just amazing what they were able to do afterwards. And I'm just thinking now, guys going into that game, their focus, yeah, they want to win the game. Of course they do. But their focus is going to be the playoff.
There were so
the
many.
The playoff. And there's only so many games you can focus on. And think about it. Every year you play that game as you're getting ready. It's Michigan week. It's Mirror Lake, even though they don't even do that anymore. And you have all these traditions and the gold pants. And then, oh, by the way, you still have the Big Ten championship, and then you still have a playoff. Like, you still have another month of football.
216-474-0092. I want to ask you, Buckeye fans. I don't have a dog in the fight. For Ohio State fans, are you willing to move the game so it matters more? Do you think it'll matter more if you – do you think it will protect it mattering so much if you move it earlier in the season? For all the games – or for all the reasons Lima specified. Hey, I gave you an argument to keep it. I ain't no Ohio State fan.